Grave goods can tell us a lot about the person buried there. What their occupation was, how long they lived, what their status was in life, and even their gender. Generally, weapons are associated with warriors, who were traditionally men. But in the case of the Finnish Suontaka sword, it was found in the grave of not a man, but a woman. This alludes to the varying roles of women throughout the Viking Age, as well as signifies that sometimes women defied their given gender roles and fought. This particular object was found in Suontaka, Finland. The exact date of the excavation is unknown, but the sword itself is dated around to the 10th century. The blade was made of iron, and probably came from Europe, as most iron swords did, but the hilt is distinctly Finnish. Although we do not know the exact use of the sword, it is clear that the sword was not used for weaving, but for weaponry. At the time, some women were buried with swords. These swords, however, were known more accurately as weaving swords or weaving beaters. They were shorter and specialized to work with the vertical warp-weighted loom, and found exclusively in women's graves. Traditionally, women were confined to the roles that included household activities, such as weaving and cooking. However, the Suontaka sword was a weapon sword. In the context of other discovered weaving swords, this discovery makes us rethink the roles that women played in the Viking society. And although it is clear from literature that weaving was a women's task, and that males and females had differing primary roles in society, this grave suggests that females might have, in some context, possessed warrior roles, and had been buried with their swords to prove it.